Now, the best I can remember back in those days, the house, they had wainscoting up so high, just like up in the courthouse. And then I believe that they had the walls were probably 6-inch boards, and I remember they were painted blue, and of course just an ordinary pine floor.
About how many rooms did it have in all?
Three rooms. Of course, there's only, at that time, there's only my sister and I, and dad and mother.
What about the house that you're living in now? Can you describe that to me?
Well, let's see. I think there's 10 or 11 rooms in it. I don't know. And then there's a shop and my office in there. And it's an old house. It was built probably back in 1913, got 12-foot ceilings. The house is plastered. And sheetrock on it. It was originally weatherboarded, and we've got steel siding on it, so it's pretty well insulated.
Right. You mentioned weatherboarding. Have you ever heard people call that thing the other day?
Well, that's what we use locally now. Some of them call it siding. And locally, we call it weatherboarding.
Have you ever heard of clapboards?
Clapboard, isn't that the roof? Clapboard roof?
I think some people use it to mean weatherboarding, if I'm not mistaken.
It might be, I don't know, but then I've heard the word clapboarding. Mm-hmm. And of course, and back in the early days when they arrived there, what we call shakes now, they call them boards. They're about so long, and they'd take a crow and a hammer and drive these things. That's going back to pioneer days.
All right. Well, talking about the rooms in the house, what did you call the best room in the house where you did anything?
Well, back in grandmother's time, they called it the parlor. It had a stand table and what they call now a fainting couch, and maybe an organ, and a hand woven rug that somebody locally did it, or grandmother did it. Now, I know my grandmother had an old fashioned loom, and she made her own rug. Rugs and also carpet.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of couch did you say that was?
What kind of what?
What kind of couch?
Painting couch, they call it.
And what is that?
That's an old time couch. It's got a high head and it comes off down here. And
oh.
It's, they call it, there's a different name for it, but here, locally, they call it painting couch. Mm-hmm. I think the young ladies back in the early days would swoon and they'd lay them out on it, I guess.
I see.
Well, you had the same thing in Alabama, yeah. I'm sure.
I just don't think I've run across that term before.
Well, that's what they call it here. We've got one up in the Heritage Center up there.
Well, have you ever heard people call the couch fainting or otherwise anything else?
Sofa.
Sofa.
Of course, now they might have worked at the sofa back when. I guess it did back when I was a child.
Have you ever heard it called Chesterfield?
Well, now you're going back to England there, so people that settled here, and the better families might have had Chesterfield furniture, but we didn't. In fact, my grandparents, they made all their furniture when they came. So. Of course, granddad was a kid, but they can curl.
The house that you were raised in, did that have a fireplace in it?
No, that heater was stove. Of course, my granddad's on both sides, they had fireplaces.
Do you happen to know what people call that open area in front of the fireplace?